save big money on your next project. Now at Menards. Brighten up your garage or workspaces with LED utility and panel light bulbs from GT Light. GT Light light bulbs are energy efficient, and with their easy adjustable light panels, you can direct light where you need it most. Save big on all GT industrial utility and panel light bulbs. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for more hot deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
This is a
Hosehead
production.
Jeffrey Dahmer soaked in blood. The Unabomber blowing up. Waco, Texas, and Heaven's Gates. Aliens modified men from apes. JFK shot in the head by the CIA. Bigfoot and the Mothman. Son of Sam talking to dogs again. Witches, ghosts, and goblins. Mysterious noise and hauntings. Dark arts in the skull and bones. Most celebrities are probably cloned. So if you're feeling all alone, crack a beer and get stoned. I welcome you to the podcast Strange Brew. We're here to entertain you. We're here to entertain you.
It's about to get strange.
When my papa was a little boy, there was a beast that hurt animals and killed animals.
He had really sharp teeth, and he'd like a cat.
They got a picture or something, and it really looks close to the coyote or panther.
Big and hairy and has big teeth. Maybe close to a cheetah.
It was like a big bobcat, like mostly like a panther, big teeth.
We're riding down the highway, and then they saw it looked like a white panther with red
eyes. He eats up dogs and sucks their blood.
They called it a vampire beast because it always went through the neck, and whenever they found it, it's like there's no blood left in it.
Out on the porch, there's no blood.
She went up to her in it. They're like 20, 30. So whenever they did that, they went outside the next morning, and they found their bikes like crushed all together. And there's like no marks on the porch, no claw prints.
They said a long time ago, back in one of the cabins that when Blood and Barrel was first becoming, that some girl was attacked by it, and they said she screamed, and when they came, there was just marks, and it looked about like that, and it looked like a dog mark, but it looked more of a panther mark, but they never found her again.
What? Her name was Lucy, Black Labrador. It was like whenever I was five, whenever I went out there to go feed her, there was some kind of black figure in the bushes, which I thought was one of my cats. Yeah, that's what I thought was. Then whenever I went up there to my dog, I thought it was just laying in the doghouse. But it was actually dead. It had two marks right there. It was like no drops of blood in the doghouse.
A little bit scared.
Why?
Because he could eat your blood, suck your blood out.
Y'all actually play a game called Airsoft. It's like BB guns. And we go back in the woods and play, but I don't think the beast is real, but if it is, I surely don't want to meet it while we're back there playing, because that would be just not too good.
Welcome, everybody, to the show. This is Strange Brew Podcast. If you don't know, I am one of your hosts of this bizarrely strange and cryptically cryptid podcast. Who am I joined by? Jesus.
Horniest man in horror, Aaron. Back as yes. Always, with another sore throat. I couldn't help but laughter at that kid in the intro video with like all the missing front teeth. He's like, you could eat your blood.
Yeah, I know. Typical from North Carolina. What was my name? I am Victor. Oh, I had a name and I can't remember it. Now I knew this was going to have to. My name is Victor Monstrosity. I am a monster hunter. I am here to hunt monsters. It was originally supposed to be Australian. Vic monsieur. Oh, now I'm French. I am a monster hunter. Oh, yes. you know, that accent, you know exactly what they're hunting. But welcome. I can't keep this thing on. I tried. Everybody, I'm dressed up just for fun. What was my name? I had a name. I literally said it to my wife. Victor von Monsieur. I don't know. That means I'm a mister. But welcome back, everybody. This is ridiculous as all hell gets out. So we are back with another strange episode for all your ear holes and eye holes. And this should be pretty exciting. We have some big stuff coming over here at Strange Brew. But because the world is so crazy right now and descending into chaos and de-evolution, I think it would be fun to talk about a monster, you know?
Yeah, it kind of shows you the state of the world, to be honest. If talking about monsters is like the getaway, it's like a vacation.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what we try to do at Strange Brew. There's a lot of topics that are coming up that will be a little more, I wouldn't say serious. Nothing is ever serious on this show. There's definitely some things I want to get into. We're going to be diving, have a deep dive into a serial killer coming up originally that we were supposed to be doing it this week, but Billy never knows his schedule. So that's just the way she goes. So we decided to bring you the Beast of Blattenborough. There's different ways you say it. I heard someone say Blattenborough, but technically because it's North Carolina, it would be like, this is the Beast of Blattenborough. You know, you clearly hear it on those kids' accents too. It's like, that beast, Dad, it done take my doggy. My doggy was taken by the beast.
Is that a real, like interview thing, or is that from a movie?
No, I believe that is a real thing of them interviewing kids around the area. All my bullets are falling out of my bullet belt. Yes, I had a better name, and I can't remember what it was, but it was something that rhymed with monster, and now here I am, not prepared. Welcome back, everybody. I was away on a vacation, and now we are back here. And like I said, check out Class Horrorcast. We have some big stuff. I'm going to drink a no-carb beer. No carbs. Zero carbs.
Weren't you doing like dry July or something?
No, not yet. No. Well, I wanted to eventually stop
extra drinking.
But yeah, we'll see what happens. But everybody that is joining us here and watching live, welcome back to the show. This should be pretty exciting. And since, you know, what's that? Where'd you get that? Where'd you get those?
Check those out. I found there's like
Aaron's showing me cards of
a massive like music festival thing on in my town called the Fla Ciall.
Yeah.
It's all Irish music, like, and there's like 500,000 people coming to the town over the next week. And they had all these markets, and I just happened to find Topps cards that were made in 1991 to coincide with the original Addams Family movie. So like I bought as many of them as I possibly could.
Wow. Of course you did.
Yeah, I don't know. The minute I seen Adam's Family, I was like, hey, I've never seen anything to do with Adam's Family. Let me buy those.
That's pretty awesome. And we hopefully, even to end this summer on a fun episode to do with the Addams Family values on Class Horrorcast, because I think it would be a lot of fun. But since we're diving into cryptids, it's been a while. I finally, after all this time, finished my cryptid song. It is pretty ridiculous, and that was kind of the point of it. I was debating on even putting it out there on Spotify and stuff. If I don't know if people would even want to listen to it. It's very weird. Let me just say that. And I wanted to kind of get into this episode by listening to it. So, and I made a video for it, and I wanted to do a rap song where I tried to incorporate as many cryptids as I possibly could. So are you ready for this?
Sure, this is a surprise to me as well as everybody listening.
Yeah, I did not tell Aaron about this at all. So this will be interesting. I was working on this song a long time ago, and then my dog destroyed my rhyme book. That's literally what happened. And then I tried to take pieces of what I remembered from it, and then I finally kind of finished it. I'm sure there's some I'm missing. I could have went on for 10 minutes or 3 minutes already.
The semi-frogman is in there.
Yes, he is. Just wait. So everyone, enjoy yourself. You know, and obviously if you are listening or watching this, you can find my music at The Reptilian on all music platforms. I'm working on a new album, but this was just for fun. I have the creative mind to be able to do stuff like this. Eventually I want to do more stuff for the horror aspect of what we do on Class Horrorcast. But everybody, welcome to the party of cryptids.
Disco radio action.
Welcome back. All my monstrous friends, you're tuning in to Cryptid Radio, and we've had a special request for our Midnight Banger.
You got Bigfoot walking through the woods in the Patterson footage, black-eyed kids hooded looking for their next victim, car crash, then they're missing. Couldn't be them, then they're only kids. Mothman unfolds his wings at the Loveland Frogman. Strolls in with a startling ribbit, walking to the party of cryptids. Move your body to the rhythm as Spring Heel Jack is grabbing the ass of an alien big cat. Leaping over the DJ, scratching tracks with the giant bats. Sasquatch playing the sax, looking for the hairy feminist with the fat ass.
Great ass.
Scariest venomous lab rats will always have the last laugh. As the jackalope ran fast past the dingbats and the cactus cat. Then a tall man in the black hat, smoking crack in the back. Oh wait, who's that? Locking lips with the Loch Ness. Oh, the pogo trying to get a photo with the chupacabra flying through the doorway. Baba Yaga with a rocking chicken leg home, talking to the lizard man on the phone, trying to get a bone for the Michigan dog man. As he groans and growls and foams at the mouth, as the Yeti's covered in snow, stoned on the couch with a moan and a howl. The werewolves are thrown out of the house as the skunk ape gets punched in the face. The Dover demon is running late, covering semen from being fucked in the face. As Wendigo's getting low to the bumping bass, while the devil monkeys are getting hungry, go for a bite at the pizza parlor. Oh shit! It's the Fresno Nightcrawlers, they're walking in.
I'll suck your dick for a dollar.
Calm down, goblins. Go home to Hopkinsville. Oh god, what's that rotten smell? As the goat man rolls in with the Jersey Devil, smoking most potent lettuce from the devil himself. The unicorn's getting bored, touching himself. A full-on orgy breaks out. You hear sirens coming from the south. Everyone is panicking, running around the house.
Party's over! Get the fuck out!
FBI, open up!
So ridiculous.
Will we be able to get live reactions from people? Is there anybody? Are we live right now?
Yeah, we are live. So if anyone has anything to say about that, let us know. So funny. And if you're watching this afterwards, please comment below, like and subscribe, obviously, but comment your thoughts about the cryptid song, because I literally wanted to make it ridiculous for the point of making it ridiculous. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So weird, eh? What a weird song.
I like the images.
Yeah, I tried to fit as many cryptids as I could. I almost forgot about the Jersey Devil and the Wendigo, but I kind of brought them in. And then I didn't know how to end it. So I was like, oh, an orgy is going to break it. All the cryptids are going to be starting to make love. And then the FBI shows up.
There's so a movie weird. For you.
Yeah, I know, 100%. So who knows what else I'll come up with in the next little bit, especially when it comes to maybe horror stuff. I really do want to write a song in the view of like either a serial killer is definitely something I want to do, or in the view of like Jason or Freddy or something like that, I think could be a fun way. So yeah, this is going to be exciting. Although you've never heard of Blatenborough, I would say Blattenborough, but that's just, it sounds, I don't know. Because obviously it was English and then they named it that way back in the day. And it was in North Carolina when the settlers probably showed up, I'm sure. Just like how there's like London, Ontario and Paris, Ontario and, you know, these places. So You might be surprised to learn that's the home of a very intriguing North Carolina vampire beast legend. In the early 1950s, locals reported a strange creature emerging from the woods, killing multiple livestock and dogs, leaving their mutilated bodies behind. Here, I think I need some for this. Where is that? This happened several times within the course of a month. But the strangest thing was the creature seemed mostly interested in drinking blood. Thus was born the Beast of Blayton Barrow, legend that still thrives in the area today. The story behind the vampire beast terrorizing Blayton Barrow is a long and strange one. Between footprints and animal corpses, eyewitnesses, it is clear that there is some sort of mystery beast in the area. No one is really sure what it is. Mysterious animal deaths still crop up in the area from time to time, leaving some to believe that the beast may still be on the loose. There are a few myths about vampires in the United States, and this one is certainly memorable. Whether you yourself have spotted a cryptid, or whether you enjoy the legends, it's interesting to ponder what lurks out there in the woods, and why gruesome mysteries like this remain unsolved.
Do you think that there is too many cryptids? How, I'm trying to think now, how would I phrase this? Do you think this is a case of like every town has their like thing?
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of monsters out there. I know because I've been spending. I don't know what accent I've even tried to do. I gotta try to stay in character a little bit, but I just thought of this 2 minutes before we recorded. I was like, I'm gonna be a monster hunter, but like, I don't. I think that there is a lot of legends of, and this one particularly. Who knows? We'll get into it, but it might have just been like a jaguar, and people are like, well, they're not really in North Carolina, but there is people that did have owned exotic animals, and they get loose. Also, mountain lions are pretty scary. Even though they say it's not as big, we'll get into all the details. But it is a pretty interesting case. We haven't really got into a cryptid in a while. There's some that might make another appearance. Like we just talked on Class Horrorcast about the forgotten footage film of... it was so bad, I forgot what it was called.
The last broadcast.
And eventually I would like to dip my toe into the Jersey Devil once again, because I think there is still more mysteries behind that, even though we have kind of covered the basics. But there's a lot of cryptids out there, like so many, you know. And thanks to Shane in Inquiries of Reality stole my idea of doing cryptid battles. I'm just kidding. I think he thought of it, but I already saw that idea for Patreon, is doing the idea of like what cryptid could face off like against each other. Like I've had that same idea with like serial killers or whatever. And I think it would be a fun time, but there is a lot of cryptids. So there's like Bat Squatch. There's like really ridiculous ones. That's why I try to get as many as I could in that song, but there's even weirder ones out there. And I'm sure that every town has some sort of legend. Right. In Canada, we have a couple. I feel like not as much as it's like every single state in America has a monster associated with it.
Yeah. I was going to ask, like, is there any like local to you or anywhere you've ever lived in your life that like you remember?
Not really. I know that we have like the Ogopogo out in BC, like a kind of Loch Ness monster style creature. But really, not really. Oh, we do have what was that called? It's the Toronto like tunnel monster. Some guy was in Toronto and swore this, like it's out on Patreon for everybody listening and watching. If you want to support the show, it's very cheap and you get a bunch of extra episodes and some fun, a lot of fun content on there. But me and Billy covered it for like when we first started the Patreon stuff. And it was this, the garbage tunnel monster, something like that. Some guy saw this weird little creature and like in this tunnel, and I think it ate his dog. His dog went missing, and then it's a very weird one. But let's talk about the first sighting of the beast happened back in 1953. On the evening of December 29th, a woman heard her neighbor's dog causing a fuss outside. There was barking, whimpering, as it was in fear, and she went out to check to see what was the matter. To her surprise, she supposedly found a large cat-like creature she thought was a mix between a lion and a bear. It slunk away into the darkness before she was able to get a good look at it. However, leaving her in reasonably shaken from her experience. But that wasn't all. In some accounts of the incident, the dog did more than just bark. The creature came prowling back and ended up killing both dogs in a horrifying manner. Later on, there would be more sightings and more killings, and it would be on that day that the beast of Latin Borough was born. Man, this wig is so hot. It's very hot. It's been very hot in Canada for a while now.
I can tell by you, you're kind of shiny.
Yes, I am shiny. I am very hot, especially with this wig on. But, you know, I gotta keep to the character, right? I gotta put the creative effort into the show. If we want to be number one, we will be number one. Just keep supporting the show, and we will love you.
Also, I apologize to anybody watching the video version of this episode because I kind of look like Edward Snowden when Joe Rogan interviewed him.
Yeah, yeah.
A little bit like I'm like fucking holed up in some underground bunker in Russia. My lights have decided to pack in, so I have no backlighting, which makes it look really strange.
Yep. And then your recording equipment almost failed. We've had some ups and downs. That's why supporting the show is good. It's good for...
Yeah, someone come and fix my brand new Rodecaster that's also not working properly.
Oh, man. But yes, this is a weird case, right? There was one chilling factor that set the beast apart from your average bear or wild dog. It seemed to be fixated on blood. When the dogs and livestock began turning up dead, local authorities found that the animals... blood had been drained, with only a few drops left of the corpses. It's the fucking chupacabra, man. It's the chupacabra. He just, like, made his way to, like, North Carolina or whatever. It is weird because realistically, right, like, bears and some of the beasts out there and different creatures, even, like, wolves, you could classify as some sort of scary beast, right? Because, like, bears are pretty wild. They, like, look like, oh, they're these nice-looking creature. It's cute, right? Especially baby bears are adorable. And then that thing can, like, rip your face off. Like, they have razor-sharp, essentially, they're pretty close, to the claws that can tear your guts apart.
There's a lot of, like, I wouldn't class them as cryptids, like, in Irish, like, folklore or whatever. It's more of, like, a...
urban legend, like, yeah, get the banshee.
Yeah, like I suppose you would you call them more like mythological creatures.
Yeah, yes.
Like, you know, so you have like the banshee, the pooka, and there's a lot of like Irish wolf-y kind of vampire-y things that there's like different versions, like the beast of this place, the beast of that place, all this
the kind monster of this.
Yeah, and it all seems to revolve around like these like larger than life wolf kind of creatures.
Yeah, there's an episode I have ready to go at some point that we can do about the Irish werewolf clan. They're werewolves that wear pointy white hoods and seemingly don't like people of color. That's not actually the story, but
I was gonna say interesting.
I know, but there is a lot. Like eventually we'll cover that stuff. There is a ton. Back in the day, it's so funny, before you did come on the show, I think we were in talks to do the show together, but we did do Irish folklore and monsters with me, Billy, and Anton for like a St. Paddy's Day kind of special. And it's just so funny because I think it was about a month or two before you joined the show. And there's a lot of them. Eventually, we'll cover some. Like, I would like to cover the Banshee and stuff like that. But this one's wild. When you start to see it in newspapers, the Blattenboro Beast attacks woman. And it's just pretty strange, right? When they're actually in like... you see newspaper clippings of this stuff is pretty wild. And obviously people freak out and are scared for their lives because people claim to have seen this creature, which who knows what it was, but pretty wild stuff, you could say. And it drinks blood. It's some sort of vampire creature. I don't know.
Scary monster!
You know what? I wish I had like more stuff like this around my area, to be honest with you. I would get so much mileage out of it.
I know. Well, we don't have that much either. We have some weird stories in Canada, but I feel like the indigenous, they have a ton of legends, including taking this land from giant man with blue eyes. Kind of sounds like Vikings.
You think you'd be able to fake some like footage that you took somewhere in the woods or whatever, and then just post it online on Reddit or something, and then start
100%. It may, now you could still do it, I feel like, especially on TikTok, where there's definitely weird, like, it's definitely a joke, but it tricks some people, where people do these weird little skits or something like that, or you know, it's very very quick clip. When I talked to Tiana True Seeker, I showed a clip of this like woman that's supposed to be caught like this devil creature thing on camera, and it looks super scary, but it could have been a guy in a costume, but it was just standing there like in the darkness, and it looked like so freaky looking. But I'm like, it could have been someone in a costume, but this woman is like speaking in Spanish, freaking out like El Diablo, and like I don't know, she's just getting really scared, and it looks very creepy. Like, what you ever seen The Witch? You know, when she kind of sees the kind of devil monster, the goat, like the beast, mm-hmm. in the barn. It's kind of like that. And it's like, wouldn't want to see that. I wouldn't even want to see like a bear in nighttime. Right. And have my, like your dog that you love and take care of. And then you hear it go, you know, and it gets taken into the woods. I don't know what dog sounds like that, but you know, you know, but it would be freaky.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. Like, I'm like,
what if Scooby got taken away?
I love the idea of like, a local legend, cryptid, myth kind of thing, and like just the all the stories that get built out of that.
Mm-hmm. I know,
it's really interesting,
and there's so many too. It's like there's a ton in like India, of course they worship monkeys. There's a ton in like China, of course they worship dragons. Like, so it's like this thing that's everywhere, right? Of these weird stories, and especially folklore, even in religion, you know, giants and the Nephilim and all that type of stuff too, right? So these legends that are being passed down, do they hold any validity? Who knows? But pretty weird. So it was a weird thing. Like, while some of the victimized animals were horrifyingly mutilated, some bodies were simply just had with bites and broken bones and were flattened. Like that kid said, he's like, I heard that they flattened a dog. You know, my older brother's sister's nephew's cousin, former roommate, said that, you know, there was some sort of creature out in the woods, and we came back and the dog was just flattened. Now, Jimmy said that he did not have blood on his truck tires, but I think I saw some.
It's funny as well. Actually, there's a bigger kid there. He mentioned something about playing airsoft in the woods.
Yeah. That would be just freaky.
Like, I know, right? Because like instantly I was like, well, that's the last thing that I would probably want to do if everybody in the small town was telling me that there's like some kind of dog, beast, wolf thing.
Well, it's like even the Jersey Devil. Like, I would like to retouch that somewhere. If like, imagine going out to the Pine Barrens and then you're like hearing like this weird, like weird, like neighing, like growl or something. Like, I've said this before, that like the comic book men, like Kevin Smith's friends, tricked the one guy. And it was like very clever, because if you convince someone, right, of this, you could definitely scare the living crap out of some people, right? So really weird. One eyewitness recalls that it seems to have a strange, the strange animal was drinking blood from one of the dogs that has killed. And then seeing that type of thing, and there's people that swear they've seen the chupacabra. There's supposed to be video footage of the chupacabra. Newspapers, as you might guess, latch onto the notion that there was a bloodsucker about, and began describing the beast as vampiric. This also gave rise to the notion that the beast might have been something more supernatural or mutated, as few animals in the world particularly feed solely off blood. While the mystified and sensationalized the beast, he became a star. It would also frighten people, and they soon decided the beast had to be caught. And you think about like all this folklore and stuff, and now like we just dived into the Nephilim, not the Nephilim, the Anunnaki, eventually it will lead to the Nephilim stuff. But the idea that maybe that these things created, these gods did mess around with creating and mixing DNA, and then they just like some of the creatures got left here, and then, you know, or the idea there's the Hollow Earth, or there's definitely caverns and tunnels within the earth or the underwater, right? Like, how do we know what's really out there? Because these could be things that were like kind of forgotten about, and then somehow they either pop their head in our reality, or they're like kind of in and out of this physical reality and live maybe another dimension, or they come from like inner caverns in the earth and they survive some sort of cataclysmic event and we weren't aware of them, you know, centaurs, you know, see a sexy man, half horse guy just come out of the woods with a bow and arrow. And you're like, what the fuck? Like, I've been down in the Hollow Earth for many, many years.
It's funny to see the dynamic as well between like people who wholeheartedly believe.
Yeah.
In, say, like, just let's say Descryptid, for example. I'm assuming there's probably many people like, that shit's freaky looking.
I know, taxidermy, man.
You know, I'm sure there's probably lots of local people that probably wholeheartedly believe in that enough to not go out in the woods or whatever. And then you have probably people like me and you where you kind of sit somewhere in the middle on some of these stories. But then you have like the other side of like people who probably outright don't believe it. But I had read some stuff about like the local tourism board or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Have tried for years to like push this, to be like, yeah, the beast and all come and like shop for our merch and like get some stuff.
Well, look how famous Bigfoot became, especially in certain places, like in this deep south, you know, it's like, come to our, what's that one that me and Billy, and everyone got mad at us for it. Well, some people did get mad. I see it on the tip of my tongue. Arkansas, what was that beast? It's going to drive the Boggy Creek Monster. Like, because we were just like going off about people in Arkansas, obviously, because it is a kind of Bible Belt inbred place. Not everybody. We don't generalize, but some definitely, sure. And they full on people swear that there's some sort of beast that came through like the wall and this screen door with its big claws. And then realistically, are you just really drunk on whiskey? And then a bear tries to attack your home, you know?
And it, yeah. And then it becomes like
some feral bear.
There's like, what's that thing called? Like a shared delusion, like the Mandela effect kind of thing. Like you start to remember shit that like you probably never experienced and stuff.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, that's true, right? We've seen this though, like happen all the time where people share the same delusion. It is, right? Like, look how many people were put in fear over COVID and stuff like that. That's just one example, but like it happens where people shared fear of things and it becomes into the psyche and a lot of things, or it's like they believe in ancestral trauma. You know, the reason why you're scared of a snake is because your maybe ancestors battled snakes. I don't fuck. There's a lot of weird things. I'm not necessarily saying I believe all of that stuff because I think it just gives an excuse for people to be victims. But there is a lot of weird things that people claim to have seen. And like I've said, I've seen weird stuff in this life, so I don't know, man. While the beast took livestock, including goats and pigs and perhaps even horses, it preferred to prey on dogs, leading to further speculation that the vampire might be more cat-like than wolf-like, as cats are notorious enemies of dogs. Get it?
Did this thing ever attack a human?
Not that we're aware of. But people have seen, they've saw it. They saw the beast. So who really knows?
I done saw
the beast. After the first sighting in December, the beast reemerged and went on a rampage. On New Year's Eve, 1953, Woody Storm found two of his dogs gruesomely killed on his property. Both have obviously been brought down by something very large, as they were not exactly small dogs and had their blood drained. And I don't know, there is one story, I don't know if we'll get to it, but the guy that claims, I think it was his pit bull, that showed no signs of resistance or fighting back against this creature. And it just had like fang holes and a blood drain. It does very much sound kind of chupacabra-y, I got to say.
Because
that's the same kind of thing. And maybe, right, there's like how people believe that Bigfoot, people think he's interdimensional. There's people that just think that he's a creature, or he, she, whatever, they, them, was a creature that, I don't think he goes for the pronouns, but believes that he was a creature that just has existed and there's only a few left. So, you know, you kind of spot him time to time, but he's smart enough to be evasive towards people. But like the chupacabra could just been some feral coyote or something, or like some beast that bred somebody, you know what I mean? Like somebody could have bred some sort of weird, like ligers, that the people actually did breed lions and tigers together, but then they looked like they had Down syndrome and then they couldn't carry on the gene, so they died. It could have been that someone bred a lion and a tiger, and then it's like just like in the woods trying to survive because they couldn't take care of it anymore, right? And they don't want to put it down like Old Yeller, so they kind of let it go.
It's I found like a couple of strange things as well about this cryptid, where there's like people online, and I've seen their posts where they claim to have seen it in more modern times.
Of course,
which is quite strange. I don't know if you saw any of that stuff or that stuff you're going to pull up or not, but I'll save it for a little bit later and we'll get into it.
Okay. On the next few days, reports came in from all across the country, all reporting that dogs have been killed by some sort of massive cat or bear. The animals sometimes tore the dogs apart, drained their blood, or just dragged them off into the woods. Few poor animals were not found until later, dead and mutilated in the woods. But why did the beast particularly target dogs? Nothing ever has been proven. Another tall tale sign that the beast had been at work was the bodies of its victims found that were very terribly mutilated. Not just their throats, or their stomach slashed either. The beast had decapitated its victims, or at least the very least, smashed their skulls to the point of flattening them, which is like crazy. It'd have to have quite a weight to it, especially do that to some bigger dogs. Many of the bodies found in the woods were completely missing their heads, and one rabbit was found completely decapitated but still warm. The guy's like hugging it and stuff, like you'll survive, and he's trying to put the head back on. It's very weird, because that would mean that you were very close to being near the creature if the body was still pretty warm. But as the creature had snapped its head off in one bite before fleeing, dogs were often found with their lower jaws torn completely off or smashed in the back to the point of being unrecognizable, which is so crazy. They indicated that the creature was strong, and it's cast seriously doubt on later suggestions that the animal was merely a bobcat or a stray hound. There's a lot of weird stories. There's even like, it's, imagine it was some feral man in the woods. Cause there is stories like there's the Peter Curtin. Was it Peter Curtin? One of the guys that believed that he was a werewolf. This guy like believed he was a werewolf. And there's theories that he constructed some sort of claws and then was like going around killing animals and stuff. And it's such a weird story. Strange.
That stuff like that reminds me of like in, you know, like in Split and Glass, those movies.
Yeah.
The idea of like, you know, the guy having that like multiple personality thing or whatever and switching between them, and like that belief of like, yes, I am this thing. So it like increases like his strength. And I'm not talking about to like superhuman levels, but like supposedly there is like some loose science behind the idea of that, like people with those delusions.
Yeah.
That they can kind of like, I don't want to say like manipulate their body or whatever, but like to be so convinced of whatever it might be, like if that dude thinks he's a werewolf or whatever, and to be,
yeah,
like there is no, I am a werewolf. There's no like, I might be, or I'm a bit crazy. No, I'm definitely a werewolf and that's it. And I'm going to behave.
Well, retard strength. Oh, I said it anyway. I can't diagnose Fenny perfectly. It doesn't even matter. I tried to do that for Billy once, and he couldn't even say it because he was afraid I was not going to do it on time. But realistically, right, there is proof that mothers even have had this weird strength when their children are in danger, where there's been stories of mothers that will lift up cars to get their kids from underneath, stuff like that, which is like, you wouldn't think that normal feat of strength would be possible, but it definitely is at times where people are under pressure. It's like something in their DNA just kicks in. Another thing, many witnesses reported that the beast of Bladenboro made an obviously chilling sound. While other accounts differ in size and color of the beast, most agree that it sounded partly human in an unearthly way and truly unnerving. Some describe it as the sound of a baby crying in pain somewhere. I picture like this. Some sort of like jaguar scary sound, right? But it's weird that it's like wah, wah, And you're like, what the fuck is that thing? You know, some weird baby sound. Like a baby in pain somewhere outside. That's very weird. Strange.
That would scare the shit out of me.
That would scare me more than I feel like a lion or like a mountain lion or whatever, right? The some sort of wolf or coyote. I would be more scared if I heard a baby crying in the middle of the woods.
I think I told this story before on an episode. I don't know if it was my show or your show or where it was, but years ago when I was like 15 or 16, we moved into the countryside at the time. And I didn't realize, so like somebody in the house had like put milk out or something and fed like some stray like farm cats. And then that turned into like, obviously there was like 15 or 16 of these things that were like roaming like the surrounding land or whatever. And like one night at like 3 or 4 a.m. I wake up to what I still describe as just tons of babies crying right outside my bedroom window.
Scary, man.
So much so to the point that I got out of bed and crawled through the house on my hands and knees.
I think you told me that. Wow.
Yeah, convinced that, I don't know what that was supposed to do, but I was like, if I keep low to the ground, like whatever it is won't hear me or whatever. And like, I literally at the time had no explanation. I didn't think cats. I didn't think anything. I was like, why? I'm in the middle of nowhere. Why is there? I was like, either someone's fucking with me. Like, who's going to stand outside my bedroom window playing a recording of kids crying? And it was multiple kids, like from like multiple directions. I was like, I'm going to die. This is like the Blair Witch.
Well, that's what it reminds me of is that scene.
Fall's here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
Always freaked me out when I was a kid is the tent scene where they're like in the tent and there's like a bunch of children laughing and the tent's moving. And I would be like, I'd freak out.
I would do exactly what they had done though. I would bolt out of that tent, even though I wouldn't want to. I'd be like, I have to just fucking just run in any direction.
As fast as I can. So fast that I can't be caught by the gingerbread man. Others said that it was a woman screaming as if she had been stabbed or been hurt, which is even wilder. If it sounded like a cat or some sort of like feral creature, like I said, mountain lion, it would make more sense and be less frightening, I feel like, than it sounded like a woman being stabbed. Some people have reported seeing the animal open its jaw to make this sound. So it's not like the noise was something, you know, of a canine victim dying. No matter how it's described, pretty much everyone agrees that the beast's call was positively blood-curdling. And every one of these cryptid, these creatures, always seem to have some sort of weird sound coming out of their mouth. Like Bigfoot whoops, like a juggalo. It's fucking weird. And go whoop, whoop. It's like very strange. And that would be frightening. Or like the idea that like he like knocks on the trees. Like eventually, we're going to do it this summer, but we'll see. I want to do it justice, but I want to do like a big deep dive into Bigfoot, like a couple hours long. Like do a fun live stream on a weekend. Who knows if we'll get to it this year, but I would like to do that and do like a whole deep dive. Just get into a bunch of different stories about Bigfoot because there's many of them. While the beast definitely seemed to prefer canine prey, it did once try to attack a human. It did. On the evening of January 5th, 1954, Miss C.E. Kingslaw was in her home when she heard some strange sounds outside. The dogs sounded like they were whimpering. She went outside to see what the matter was. Then she saw a massive cat-like creature approaching her dogs. Very strange indeed. And quickly turned its eyes on her. The beast then rushed at her as if it was going to attack her. But she screamed before running inside for help from her husband. Apparently frightened by her screams, the beast slunk back into the woods. The beast never attacked another human. It seemed to prefer dogs and livestock. However, incidents made the papers, especially noting that there had been tracks left outside, and it proved that the beast was real and that it could be dangerous to people. Very weird. So it did attack somebody, or at least try to, we think.
There's some interesting theories behind like what people believe about this thing. There's someone on Reddit I found that claimed to have seen the beast himself, or potentially both times. It was just after dark and I was driving home. The creature was sitting at the opening of a game trail just beside the road. The first time I drove by wondering if it was a large black dog, but knew that something was off about it being a dog. I volunteer at the Humane Society in my area and I'm around dogs all the time, so there was something just throwing me off. The second time I turned around and stopped as I watched it slink back into the woods, a very cat-like walk and a long thick tail swaying behind it. Then he goes on to talk about kind of what I said about like the tourism board and stuff, because that was the first thing that came into my mind. I was like, well, obviously if I was on a tourism board, I'd be like, yeah, we need to keep this shit going. So he says, some people from the town believed that the whole affair was made up. Mayor Fussell owned the Nickelodeon Theater in the town at the time. And about a week after the attacks, he rented a movie to show in the theater called The Big Cat, which of course was very popular at the time. He was the one that reported the information to the newspapers in the area, and the story blew up all across the county. I believe he's even quoted as saying, "There is no such thing as bad publicity." Two other well-known citizens of the town that helped sharing stories of potential sightings were Gabe Frink and Tater Shaw. Both of them owned gas stations at either side of the town, so having more people in the area,
fucking Tater, man,
would be beneficial to their businesses. Others believe that it was a mad police dog that had gone rogue, or a local German shepherd called Big Boy. There's a couple of other canine theories, but the police discredited all of these and do not think that any of the attacks were indicative of a canine predator.
Weird.
Yeah, fucking there's like stuff about like fucking circuses and things, like escaped cougars and mountain lions and stuff from circuses.
And they that just could like, make sense. Like I said, like people that own pets, you know, like, and they, it's so weird, man. So after the like, mysterious, yeah.
I suppose if you had an animal like that, whether it be from a circus attraction or just like as a pet or like some weird exotic collector lunatic, and you find out, like you realize, oh shit, like he's gone missing or he's broken out or he's got away. And then like you maybe you start to hear some stories about like animals being killed all over the place. You're probably not going to fess up and be like, oh, I actually own that. Whoops.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, yeah, you're probably just going to be like, let me just cut ties and just pretend like I don't know anything about it.
Joe Exotic shows up and he's like, yeah, that was mine. That damn lady, Carol Baskin, tried to say that it was my beast, but it was her beast. You know, who knows? But after the mysterious and gruesome deaths of so many local animals, people who lived in Blatonboro decided it was time to take down the beast, like in most stories. In January 1954, massive groups began to comb the forests and swamps trying to find this mysterious creature. The hunt got so big, in fact, that big game hunters came miles away and across state lines just for a shot at tracking down the creature. And you see this with Bigfoot. Bunch of big men with tight belts, shirts that look like their buttons are going to pop off, coming down to hunt Bigfoot and swear they've seen him once and all this stuff. And then obviously you have this. And I heard that like they were trying to track it down. I think we'll talk about where they used dogs as bait, but then people wouldn't like leave the area to let the beast kind of come there because of all this, like, because people were just scared or frightened or whatever and wanted to find it. And then they had to like stop it because they're afraid people were going to start shooting each other and stuff, which could happen, right? Someone gets scared and then their gun goes off and then it's like Dick Cheney all over again. So, of course, given the rough terrain in the area, it was difficult to track the beast, even more difficult to catch it. After a long while had passed, the mayor called off the hunt, but not before a tantalizing moment of near success. One man caught up and caught a wild cat in a trap. Newspapers circulated images saying that the beast had been caught. Not only do experts agree the animal was too small, but there's also more killings after the wild cat had been killed. It is incredibly unlike that this cat was more likely just a wasn't the actual fable beast. As what the beast is, nobody is sure, but there is plenty of theories. The most obvious is that the animal is some sort of mountain lion, also called a cheetah mount or a cougar, as we said. But blood-sucking doesn't seem to make sense in the case of the cougar. Some experts have speculated that perhaps the animal lapped up the blood after crunching on the bones and body rather than actually sucking it out. Although, along those lines, a bobcat had been suggested, even if most people agreed that it wasn't big enough or strong enough to fit the beast's characteristics. Another theory says the beast was actually a large dog that was raised by locals before escaping that supposedly was truly massive. Some others have even said that it's simply a bear that has been mistook for being cat-like in the dark because of all the attention and notoriety the animal received. Some people were attracted to the beast myth for personal gain, of course, right? Like we said, to make money. That's, you know, it's always about making money. You know, like look at the circus. They'll make like fake animals, especially back in the day. We'll eventually talk about it on the show at some point. But like they would make fake mermaid creatures like Barnaby Circus. What are those guys called? Barnes and Nobles? I'm just kidding.
It's something along those lines.
The Barnes Brothers about. Or something like yeah. that. Some hunters killed bobcats and displayed them as legendary beast, even asking for payment for viewing, of course. Some pranks, though, were silly and more harmless. One Blattenboro resident later confessed that he initially created fake evidence of the creature for attention. He and his friends found a large dog, possibly a greyhound, then took the animal to a creek where the bank was still soft. Then they tied a bag of dried peas to its tail and then turned it on the loose. Very weird. The sounds and fleeing of the peas frightened the dogs and it leaped around, creating strange and frantic paw prints in the mud. Oh, that's interesting. Then they went on to report and said the tracks were actually from the beast. While the accounts were false, there was plenty of witnesses who claimed the sightings were genuine. The beast was spotted on the outskirts of the town in Blattenboro, North Carolina, which is located nearly an hour from the other cities and boasts a population of less than 2,000. In fact, one of the town's only real claims to fame is its legendary beast. So obviously it put it on the map. New sources all along the coast in mainly other states reported on the strange killings, and nearly overnight, Blattenboro became a recognizable name. So obviously there is a chance that people are going to make money off this, right? So,
yeah, like I've seen things like it's been linked to a disappearance of a little girl and her mother, I think.
Spooky.
I say linked, like it's just like online sleuths that like try to connect the dots, but this girl, Mary Rachel Bryan and her mother Layla Bryan left her home at 9 p.m. on May 10th to buy groceries. They were never seen again. The daughter was 3 years old at the time she went missing. The disappearance occurred up to 80 years ago now, and investigators have been left with more questions than answers. Layla was driving her husband's black 1935 Ford Model A the day they disappeared. The vehicle was also never found. There was multiple theories that Mary's father was the lead suspect in the case, but he was never charged.
Usually the husband.
Yeah, police initially thought that the husband killed the wife and daughter and then buried them beneath his beach cottage. Layla's nephew, Lewis Smith, told police that his uncle poured concrete flooring in the basement at the time of disappearance. Investigators dug up the basement flooring in 2009 to look for bodies, but ultimately came out completely empty. The house was crossed off the list as potential burial sites. Then there was also talks that maybe Layla killed her daughter and then killed herself. There's been no evidence to support any of these theories. Both Mary and Layla were legally declared deceased nearly 80 years ago. Yeah, and I just see like there's people who are supposedly like their parents' parents and all were like locals to the area for generations, and lot of people were like, yeah, they were probably attacked by, like, not even necessarily like the beast or whatever, but something like that, some sort of mountain lion or cougar. And like, there's stories of like cougars and stuff traveling from like fucking like crazy, like crazy, crazy amounts of distance. Like, I seen in 2011, a cougar was found in Connecticut. It was a young male cougar. And so supposedly when they're on their own like that, when they're like singled out away from a pack, that's when they start to kind of like have uncharacteristic behavior, where they'll start to like do all sorts of shit. And it was a young male that was found, and it had traveled from somewhere in the Dakotas across Canada and south to New England on its own.
Well, that's there's that that Joe Rogan joke, right, where he's talking about how his dog got taken by a mountain lion. And I think it was like somewhere in like North Carolina. I'm pretty sure it was like North Carolina or something. And then he was like, he saw it and he saw the tail and he was like, like scary, because the fact that he's like, it took my dog away. It killed my dog. Like that's crazy. And to and be that close to it. No.
Like, unless you've got like, I don't know, like a big ass gun or something.
Balls of steel.
Yeah, like realistically, like if one of those motherfuckers, and I was looking at like different size comparisons for like what people reckon some of this stuff, like I mentioned before about like, you know, they talk about Irish wolfhounds and things like that. And like, I don't know, obviously, the logistics of like how legitimate some of those theories on size are, but like, whoa, some of them are scary when you compare it to like your average big dog.
Oh, yeah.
And look at these things. I'm like, that shit looks like a fucking horse.
Well, that's what it would be. Like, we've talked about, like, attacked by monsters on the show and some of the other things. But it would be just for a fun episode to go live to, is talk about some of the animal attacks that have happened. Like, bears, there's that one guy, like, that attacked the bear, or got attacked by a bear, broke into his home, was trying to, like, kill him, all that crazy stuff. And he, like shot it in the head, like, very... like quickly, like the ability for him to do that was like a one shot thing, or he would have been dead, and somehow he pulled it off. And
the dude who got attacked on the trail twice by a bear and still managed to escape and live.
Yeah. So crazy. You ever see that movie Edge with, what's his name? It's got, Anthony Hopkins. And then, Baldwin, one of the Baldwin brothers, and,
Edge.
The Edge, yeah. It's I can't even see it in a while, but I remember like being freaked out by it because they kind of get lost in the woods together, but I think they're like enemies. And then this bear is like tracking them down.
Oh, I have seen it. Yeah. Yeah.
It's
a
pretty freak. I'd like to rewatch it at some point. But it's pretty freaky to be like, they were being tracked by a bear. The bear was like trying to kill them and shit. There's some pretty freaky scenes in that movie.
There's another one. It's more recent. I think it's called Backcountry. Yeah, Backcountry. It's
really?
About a couple.
I haven't seen that.
It's about a couple who, tell you not exactly, urban couple who goes camping in the woods and find themselves lost in the territory of a predatory black bear. And it's now, I will say, like, normally movies like that, I'm a bit like, give or take, but like the characters play out quite well, where they're like, I suppose your typical now modern day like couple that hasn't got a clue really and wants to like connect with nature and like do this like thing. And then this like very quickly realize neither of us know how to read a map. We don't know how to navigate. Where the fuck are we? We can't get back. And like they have a list of all those problems and then realize, wait a second, I think we're being tracked by a fucking black bear.
That's freaky, man. And like realistically, like it is crazy. There's so many stories of that, and you have to be like super careful because like these things will start hunting you and coming after you, and it's like that we have real creatures as it is, monsters in the darkness in the woods that will find you and hurt you. It's such a crazy story because you don't know, and you know, like right, you got brown get down, black attack, and white good night. You can use that for people too if you'd like.
Jesus.
Just kidding. Armed hunter, a hunting party seeks to find the Blattenboro vampire beast. Like, it's pretty crazy when it's in newspapers and you can like look up the newspaper. And
I don't know why that freaks me out.
It's just really shitty taxidermy, man. It'd be very funny like to do this, right? To do like a taxidermy wolf or a bear or something, but use like human eyes. just like add weird features to it. And then people would be like, yeah, this is a beast I killed.
I'm not going to lie, right? If I was from that town, you imagine if me and you were from that town, like we could probably retire off the back of this because I would milk that shit to the last.
Well, I was going to say,
I would keep the sightings going. I would have like a visitor center full of like merch and shit. I'd probably be trying to petition to get like shit tons of documentaries and TV shows to come and visit. I would probably try and get a horror movie made about it.
Well, I was going to say, is there any like found footage horror movie about like a bear? Because that would be cool. Like the idea of like someone being trapped in the woods, they're filming their adventures in the woods. I'm sure that would sell pretty well. Because if you did it right and had decent acting and then the camera shots pretty good, I feel like that would be a decent film. Don't steal my idea, anybody. I'm sure it's tried to been done. Who knows if it's been done.
Backcountry is probably the closest thing that you could get to it. It's not...
I'll have to check it out.
It's not straight film footage, but there's like a film footage kind of aspect.
Yeah, weird. And there's this. I don't know if I'd ever watch this. It looks kind of cool.
Is that the thing that came out in 2021?
I think that it's a story. It's definitely a movie. The true story of the vampire beast.
Yeah, it's a documentary. On the southeastern edge of North Carolina lies a small town. This is your snapshot of a small town America, a community of friendly people, local stores, and southern charm. In the 1950s, the community faced a unique threat. A series of strange animal attacks that struck fear and panic and left an enduring mystery in its wake. This is the tale of the beast.
Does it look good? I'm going to bring it up on screen.
I mean, I don't know. I feel like anything like this gets me instantly. I'm like, kind of want to watch it, kind of want to see it. Would love to make one of these things about a cryptid, to be honest.
Oh, I know. So I would do a Flatwood Monster, the one that wears the dress. Just kidding. Pretty weird. See, I just wanted to see what it kind of looked like. Yeah, maybe this. I think that those kids must be from maybe the movie. I don't see any footage from
it's funny
the
you
film.
Mentioned the Flatwoods
Here's the
Monster.
Here's the one they said they killed, I think.
It's funny you mentioned the Flatwoods Monster because Anthony Cousins, the guy who wrote and directed that new Frogman film footage movie.
Yeah, yeah.
I interviewed him and I asked him, like, you know, because lots of people online are like, oh, this is a really good cryptid movie, I love it, blah, blah, blah. And they're making a sequel now. And, you know, lots of people are asking him, is there any other cryptids that you would like to do? And he was like, I've always loved cryptids. I love the idea. And you know what his other number one idea for a film footage?
Was the Flatwoods Monster?
Yep.
It's a freaky looking thing. It's got metal claws, like, not really arms. Me and Billy talked about it back in the day.
I can guarantee you I could make that fucking scary. He was like, all you have to do is just look at the thing for a minute. And it's like a pretty freaky idea.
People swear they saw this thing when they're like driving around the cars and shit. So who knows? Who really knows? But yeah, pretty crazy. When you think about it though, North Carolina is a great habitat for cryptids. Bladenboro in particular is surrounded by both forests and swamps. Which makes the obviously combining area around for signs of an unknown creature rather difficult. This proved especially true when locals tried to hunt down the beast after attacks became more frequent. Although the creature appeared on the scene and wreaked its worst havoc in the 1950s, the beast still surfaces from time to time. In 2003, more farm animals and dogs began to turn up with crushed bones, bite marks, very little blood in their bodies. And, you know, it's just Ricky Bobby out there. But, like, if you were someone that wanted to just, like, provoke the fear, right, and, like, maybe put the town on the map again, your economy is dying, people will do some weird stuff. Strange tracks were also found near the bodies, leading the people believing that the beast was back at work. But it didn't just stop with dead livestock and pets. In 2013, a local family reported that their dog and three horses had been slaughtered in the night. The dogs had been barking, and when the son of the family, Tyler, investigated, he said there had been a strange creature in the shadows, running away from the body of a dead dog. The dead animals had been drained of the blood, and given that the attack again happened in Plattenbarrow, people quickly linked the attack to the beast. Even though the beast had killed numerous family pets and livestock, the locals actually celebrated the creature rather than fear it, because they could make money off it, obviously. And now is obviously it's activity had somewhat subsided. Some older folks are reluctant to talk about it, but at the same time, as one local puts it, there is such thing as too much publicity for a small town. As it proved, the town now has a festival called the Beast Fest, just like they have one for Mothman. I'm pretty sure they probably have one for the Jersey Devil. There is live entertainment, food, admission is free, but anyone that shows up, the family-friendly festival meant to boast this little town and draw on tourism, capitalizing on its dark experience with a murderous feline cryptid. Around 10,000 people genuinely attend the festival, Jesus. Many of them hopeful that maybe, just maybe, they might catch a glimpse of the legendary beast of Leighton Barrow, whatever you want to call it. Barrow. I'm just looking up
a Google Maps of the town. Like, I mean, the population is like, I think nowadays, like 2,000 people maybe.
Yeah, yeah. All cousins.
Like, to be fair, like there is like right on the outskirts of town, there's a thing called the Bryant Swamp.
You're going to bring it up on screen? And, like, can you see it?
There's like, yeah, well, I'm just looking at Google Maps of it. I can bring it up here. 2 seconds. Share screen.
Oh, my name is Victor Meldoon. Now I remembered it. Victor Meldoon. I can't believe I forgot about that. That's going to be what I had to rename. Victor Meldoon, the monster hunter.
You can see here, like,
oh yeah,
there's a swamp, like, right, like, this is the town here. Weird. So there's like a swamp all here that runs the whole way across. You've got a creek over here. So it definitely lends itself to like potentially having like, there's a lot of fucking green.
I agree.
Around there. I think there's a huge like state park not far from here, like up north, kind of east.
And that's where people seem to go missing.
So it's weird. You know, even down this direction, like there's a lot of, I didn't realize how like,
yeah, we'll have to do an episode. Yeah, that's crazy. We'll definitely have to do an episode on the 411, like all the people going missing in the national parks. I know you've wanted to cover that because it is weird and it overlaps on a lot of like tunnel systems underground, which is even freakier. But it is a weird case, and you see this a lot. Like, there's so many stories of cryptids, and to me, like, I think anything is possible. There could be some sort of creature that maybe we're not aware of that comes, you know, that is, there's only a few left. There's definitely creatures that have gone extinct that we know of. So what about the things that we didn't know of that we weren't really tracking? And, you know, a lot of people wouldn't have been aware of what, like, maybe, I don't know, like if you go to another country, right, you just stumbled upon it. And then, you know, maybe you're not from there and you see some sort of creature and you think it's some sort of beast, right? Like, say you've never seen a bear before. Right? I don't know where bears don't exist. I feel like they're fucking everywhere, but say you've probably, and then you show up and you see one, you're like, what the hell? You know? Like, you've never seen a monkey before. And then you go like to the, you show up, you know, on a boat and you just don't even know where you're going. And they show up and then you're like, what the hell is that thing? Why is it walking on two legs and all sorts of stuff, right? Do you have anything else you want to bring up? Didn't you have did you already say the stories of people? Because,
well, that was from that guy. Yeah. I don't know how
how truthful is.
Yeah, like, I mean, that could be just anybody. Like, here's an example you're saying about, like, you know, people couldn't mistake this for, like, other things or whatever. But, like, there's an example of where something like that could be happening.
Yeah.
So, like, just to give context there, like, that's...
That vintage photo can't be real. That one, I think, would be real.
That's a motherfucking dog.
And the, like, dog is huge. I've seen videos of dogs like that too.
There's one here in the town. A chick always walks like our main street and she owns a dog and it's literally the size of the dog in that picture.
That's crazy.
It's so much so that, like, when I stood beside it one day, I was like, you could actually ride this dog. Like, I could put a saddle on this and sit on him and he wouldn't, like...
So weird. It's crazy because it is, right? If there was some dog got loose, and that's crazy beside what you're... Cars over in Europe are pretty small to begin with, but that is pretty, it is wild compared to like how little my dog is. And there's definitely, like, how big that dog is. Look at a werewolf.
like that, if that thing, like, think about it, right? Like, they say that they're quite, I suppose, tame to a degree, yeah. But like, if that thing went crazy,
yeah, if it got what's that, the foams of the mouth, rabies.
Yeah.
And then it just kind of goes nuts and stuff, it is pretty wild, because it is quite possible that's what could have happened. There's other stories that we'll be getting into at some point on the show where it is weird, because if you mistake this, you could think it's a werewolf. Right? Like, if you're in the woods and your buddy, you know, gets attacked, and then you just see like the dog up on his chest, like it looked like it's standing on him. In some regard, you would think that it's some sort of werewolf creature.
And so, like, it sounds really stupid and irrational, but like,
yeah, people are kind of stupid and irrational. So.
Yeah. And like, to be honest with you, I feel like if I was in that situation, I don't know, like God forbid, let's say that happened to me and you, yeah, and I seen something of that size, like, eating your face off or some shit. I think if I managed to make it out there alive to tell anybody, I don't know if my first thing would be like, oh yeah, I've already categorized it, like, it was just a big dog and like, yeah, it just happened to eat Tom's face off. I'd probably be like, it's some sort of weird fucking beast thing. I'd never seen anything that size before. I don't know. It wasn't a fucking bear. It was like some, yeah, huge fucking dog creature thing.
Well, your brain does irrational things to make up for trauma and things like that. Like the amount of people that claim they're abducted by aliens, but then I've said this before, then they're touched by their uncle, you know, stuff like that does happen. It is true. I like to be the one that is more of believes in the fantasy of that there could be weird creatures out there. I do think anything is possible. I've seen proof that this reality isn't as real as we think it is, in my opinion. But it's just freaky, and we haven't dived into cryptids in a while. We've covered a lot of the big name cryptids, some of them that we never filmed, that was never on film, but they are on the audio side of this show. So wherever you listen, there's tons that we've already covered, but there's still tons to come. Like I said, me and Juan did cover like a bunch of Bigfoot stuff back in the day. It's now on Patreon. There is a couple of those older episodes. I would like to do a big deep dive into Bigfoot and maybe come back to the Jersey Devil. And
I was just going to say, I'm going to petition hard now for everybody that obviously our next big episode is unnamed serial killer that everyone knows and loves. But our next like big episode, I'm petitioning for it to be Bigfoot.
Oh yeah, we could definitely do that.
I would give anything to cover Bigfoot.
Well, she is a hyena like creature. Someone in the chat was like, I thought you guys were talking about Kamala Harris. She is a hyena. Like, technically she is a human hyena. She is a freaky woman. And it's so weird that the people are like, it will be better with her. No. Come on, people. They're all the same thing.
My favorite video of the last while has been that compilation that somebody put together of her saying the exact same thing in every speech for like the last like 4 years.
Doing accents. Oh, I'm Indian. Now I'm Jamaican. Now I'm African.
Oh, she's so fucking cringy. Like, I would.
You want to hear a conspiracy theory? She was supposed to be an escort that was being used by the Democrats to sway judges and other people of importance to go with their agenda. So she would be a prostitute and essentially get in their ear. And there's pictures of her that she looks pretty like slutty looking. Like, she looks like she is a lady of the evening, they say. And that is a creature in its own right.
Wasn't there stuff with her?
She's a cryptid.
She was at like, was she like with Jay-Z and like all these different rappers and all?
I don't know. I can't remember. But Jay-Z also is definitely part of the Illuminati.
No, that's what I'm saying. There's pictures of her at like these like.
Oh, back in the day. Yeah.
Yeah. Weird.
It's weird. She was kind of involved with all that stuff in the background, and they definitely put people to those selected places of status for a reason, because they know that they can manipulate and puppet them. You know, I know a lot of people want to like Trump for whatever reason, but you just have to remember who he puts into power, what people he has beside him, why he loves to go kiss a wall for some reason and bow down to it. Like, why does everyone seem to do that? It's fucking weird, and you have to acknowledge it. God damn it, people. Acknowledge what is going on. Stop thinking someone's going to save you. It's supposed to be about fucking cryptids. No politics. But I have a lot of ideas for the show. I have tons of stuff that we want to get into eventually. Yeah, realistically, I want to do Bigfoot in the summer, but we don't necessarily have to, because the Yeti will come into play at some point, right? So, like, he's winter.
So it's much.
I know. There's a lot of stuff I want, because as we lead into Halloween, as it starts to get September into October stuff, I definitely do want to. I have a couple episodes I want to get into that are going to just be fun times. We're really hoping to achieve to have me, Billy, and Aaron on together more often. We'll see how that goes, but it's because the scheduling different. But I really hope to get that and put that in the works. But everybody, right? Support the show. Give us 5-star rate and reviews wherever you listen. We really do appreciate it. It does more than you think. You know, subscribe, like, and comment on the videos. It means a lot to us. We are starting to reach more and more people all the time. We've been doing this for a very long time. I see more and more people subscribing to the Rumble, and I do really want to support that platform and really push it out there. We had one of our videos on YouTube go viral the inbred family of the Goaler clan. But I want to talk about that soon too. Like, I want to talk about the Whitakers, bro. And there's the other weird, the Blue Fugate family. Like, it's weird. Like, the amount of families that were like crazy inbred people, there's a lot out there. We think Billy might be one, you know? He is in New Brunswick. He is in New Brunswick.
Poor Billy.
Oh, we can eventually do that. I wish you would go into the demonic possessions, the story of the hag. The story of the hag is definitely something that we can get into at some point because it is a Canadian thing, but it's also everywhere because that's the idea of like demons staying on your chest. I'm trying to figure out what the theme of this channel podcast is. I guess the paranormal. No, everything and anything strange is what we do over here. That's why we're called Strange Brew. We talk about politics. We talk about cryptids, serial killers, the paranormal. Everything is strange that we can, right? We talk about certain people being in charge, conspiracy theories. We do literally everything here, and that was the purpose of the show, is to be able to go on. I appreciate that, man. Yeah, we've done, so everybody listening, he's like, yeah, I've heard Canadian stories. We've done a ton of episodes that are not on video format and I've been going through some of the older episodes, see if what should be going on Patreon, if it dances a line. But there's been tons of, we've done Canadian ghost stories, Canadian monsters. There's a bunch of episodes that are not on video format that you can listen to and enjoy and give us 5-star rating reviews. I always rant on the end of these because I never know how to end it. But we have stuff going on. You can now check out the first part of our Friday 13th deep dive. The time this comes out, both parts should probably be out. So that was a lot of fun. It's been getting a lot of traction, actually. Like I said, I think that people like Friday 13th. It's a staple of horror, right? So, and we have a lot of stuff coming on Aaron's side, our side of Class Horrorcast. So support the show.
Yeah, look out for that. A lot of shit coming. Some more horror news coming soon. Obviously, the two parts of the Friday 13th deep dives. Some commentaries. I really want to dive into the Texas Chainsaw movies. I want to do a deep dive on that so bad.
I know. Well, that's a
do you know what?
Topic.
It, like, honestly, it would probably be quite a good thing to do coming up to this Halloween because it's celebrating its 50th anniversary.
Yes.
The original. So it might coincide perfectly to do all of them. And I would love to do some commentaries on some of them wild ones.
How are like all of them? There's so many.
It's just like so ridiculous. You could literally do a commentary probably on most of them and it'd be ridiculous.
Next Generation is, I really want to do that because I've seen that once because it's so weird and out there. But yeah, we have a lot of stuff in the works. Yeah, it's been 50 years, which is quite crazy. But yeah, support the show. And like I said, I'm going to play the cryptid song one more time. I did this for fun. It was just a fun thing. I wanted to see if I could put as many cryptids into a rhyme as possible. And like I said, you can subscribe to our music, The Raptilian, on all music platforms. I just released a new song. I think everyone will like it. It's very different than some of the stuff I've been doing recently. I'm working on a new album. It's going to be fun. You know, people are listening, and that's all that I care about. I don't care how many people it is, but I know that people are listening, a couple hundred people. So I do appreciate everyone that does tune in and listen to my music and puts it on their playlist or whatever, right? But yeah, everybody, you know, take nothing seriously. Enjoy the last bit of the summer before we start diving into the Halloween season and leading up to all that. One of my favorite times of the year just because it's creepy and dark and, you know, I like Halloween. So, and we got a fun live special that we're going to do in October. So everything it's coming up daisies, man. So check out the song. Never know how to end this. Thank you for supporting the show. I never say as often as I should. I have a bunch of notes now on my computer, like little stickies. It's like, watch swears, watch ums and ahs, take nothing seriously. And then it says, thanks for listening. Cause like, I never do that. Me and Billy used to tell people to fuck off at the end of episode. So it's like, that's not going
to
help.
Those as well, to be honest.
Yeah. That I never do that as often. We used to be like, all right, bye fuckers. And I think that is a little aggressive. So we're going to actually thank the people for listening. Thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting the show. Let us know what you think of the song down in the comments. Here we go. Once again, Party of Cryptids.
Radio action!
Welcome back, boys and ghouls, and all my monstrous friends. You're tuning in to Cryptid Radio, and we've had a special request for our Midnight Banger.
You got Bigfoot walking through the woods in the Patterson footage, black-eyed kids hooded, looking for their next victim. Crash, then they're missing. Gonna be them, then they're only kids. Mothman unfolds his wings at the Loveland Frogman. Strolls in with a startling ribbit. Walking to the party of cryptids. Move your body to the rhythm. As Spring Heel Jack is grabbing the ass of an alien big cat. Leaping over the DJ, scratching tracks with the giant bats. Sasquatch playing the sax, looking for the hairy feminist with the fat ass. The scariest venomous lab rats will always have the last laugh. As the jackalope ran fast past the dingbats and the cactus cat. Then a tall man in the black hat, smoking crack in the back. Oh wait, who's that? Locking lips with the Loch Ness. Oh, the pogo trying to get a photo with the chupacabra flying through the doorway. Baba Yaga with the rocking chicken leg home, talking to the lizard man on the phone, trying to get a bone for the Michigan dog man. As he groans and growls and foams at the mouth, as the Yeti's covered in snow, stoned on the couch with a moan and a howl. The werewolves are thrown out of the house as the skunk ape gets punched in the face. The Dover demon is running late, covering semen from being fucked in the face. As Wendigo's getting low to the bumping bass, while the devil monkeys are getting hungry, go for a bite at the pizza parlor. Oh shit! It's the Fresno Nightcrawlers, they're walking in.
I'll suck your dick for a dollar.
Calm down, goblins. Go home to Hopkinsville. Oh god, what's that rotten smell? As the goat man rolls in with the Jersey Devil, smoking most potent lettuce from the devil himself. The unicorn's getting bored, touching himself. A full